if you had the neurology services, now in the 2016 national model for care for neurology services in Ireland, it recommended that all Model 3 hospitals would have a dedicated outpatient neurology service. Now that hasn't happened. The government have failed to do that. It's hard to believe that the government have failed to do that when we're in a situation where we have 8.6 billion surplus on the national accounts, and yet we have people suffering in pain right across the Western Seaboard in particular. They have prolonged travel, they have the risk of delayed diagnosis that obviously are associated with poorer outcomes, and then the increased cost of care as well. But the impact in the hospital, like, they shouldn't have to present at A&E. She should be going straight into the services within the hospital. Now, it would be natural that she would obviously go to Mayo if the services were available there, which they're not. The government have to allocate in the budget this year to allow those services to be available in Model 3 hospitals. The other thing they have to do that I find astounding, because even where they have committed to services and to the recruitment of teams, it hasn't happened either, Ronan. Now, what they talked about was there was administrative blockages, you know, but the problem is that you'll have a minister in the Dáil saying that we've allocated X amount of money. They never follow that up to see why the recruitment isn't done, where are the blockages there, where's the accountability, where's the transparency, and is the money then, even the bits of money that are allocated, are they getting the out? Are they going to where they're needed, and are they getting the outcomes that are needed?